What's Love going on, guys?
Radio.
This is G Wright. Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
To the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And if you guys are with me, first of all, I want to say thank you guys for coming through tonight. I'm just encouraged today, and if you guys have been following along, it's been really, really on fire these past few weeks. I know at the beginning of July, I was talking about the changes here. Fight your way through the test and testimony. Last week we talked about to do or not to do, and tonight, what's going on, Mom? Tonight we're talking about kick out fear, you can grow. And I know you're probably wondering, what's going on, Mom? You know, what's going on? Why am I talking about this? And I feel that sometimes we become stuck. Hey, Mom, sometimes we become stuck, right? And I feel like for myself, you know, because it's for me first, I just felt like God just had me at this place where, you know, we've been praying. What's going on, Montreal? We've been praying and believing and saying that we're going to believe God to do X and Y and Z in our lives. And then when it happens and when things don't go that way, sometimes we get stuck. So this is what I've been going through. I've been like fighting my way through. I've been having to understand the test and testimony. I've had to understand what we talked about last week, to do or not to do. That's the real question. And then God was like saying to me, look, kick out fear, you can grow. What happens is that sometimes we become complacent. I don't know about you, but we become complacent and we pray, Lord, please move in my life. Please move. We're wondering, well, how come some things are moving, some things are changing. But I don't know about you, but God's having this thing about letting go. And I've been examining myself, examining my life, examining my actions, examining things I've done, examining things I want to do. And sometimes, what's going on, Jason? We pray, Lord, please move in my life. Hey, Jason, move in my life. Please move in my life. And then we wonder, how come things are not going? We say, I want to grow. So God was like, kick out fear. And so I was having a discussion with someone, and they talk about fear, false evidence appearing real. Have you guys heard that? What's going on, Leanne? Have you ever heard of the acronym for fear? False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And one of the things I want to say is this. I appreciate you guys coming through, as this is what we do every Tuesday night. I appreciate you guys coming through. This is how it works. If you have something on your heart you want to share about what the message that we're talking about, we're going to be respectful for each other. But kick out fear. You can grow. And the thing about it is this, guys. I'm in this headspace right now where, guys, listen, either we're going to do the things we believe we're going to do or we're not. And then I want people around me who are going to add to my life. Don't you want people around you who are going to add to your life? You know, and some of the things that's keeping us back sometimes is that fear, false evidence appearing real. So God's like, kick out fear. You can grow. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, you can win. I can win. You can grow. And sometimes, guys, I'm in this place where it's like, prayed and God's been here answering my prayers. But how many know that sometimes when God answers your prayers, it might not happen the way you expect it to happen? We might come out a different way. But when God says move, it's time to move. When God says stay, it's time to stay. When God says be quiet, it's time to be quiet. When God says talk, it's time to talk. because there's a season for everything under the sun, right? What's going on, Miss Sheila? Tonight we're talking about kick out fear. You can grow. Kick out fear, the false evidence appearing real. Now, what has God told you about what you're going through or what's happening? You know, kick out the fear. You can grow. But there's certain aspects with, as far as growing. When you're talking about growth and growing in God, sometimes there comes also a change that has to take place. There comes a change that things are going to change. How do you handle when life happens? You know, what happens when plan B? What's going on, Ms. Gloria? What happens when plan B happens in your life? You know, so God's been preparing us, right? Like I said, you can change. Your changes here. Fight your way through the test and testimony to do or not to do. You know, I got to say, kick out fear. Go ahead. You know, someone's been praying and God's been answering. Like my mom said, sometimes, you know, God is answering you, but are you paying attention? You know, and we talk about growing into the people that God's called us to be. You know, there's certain things we have to understand. And I'm not meaning to take it from the negative aspect, but, you know, first point tonight is basically this. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. You know, sometimes we say we want the new things. We want God to do new things, new things, new things, new things. But then, like, do I have to change this? Do I have to let this go? How about if I keep this aspect? You know, listen, life is going to change. Things are going to happen, and life continuously evolves. We all evolve. We all change. We never stay the same. But I just got to tell you this. And at some point, if we're saying, I want change, I want to grow, I want to become the person God wants me to become, we have to be comfortable with letting things go. It's okay to let go. You know, one of the things about it that I've found out for myself, for my life, that it is okay to let go. So my first point, I'm going to type this right here. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you do not let go. You know, and that's true, guys. If we do not let go, guess what? Guess what? We're not going to grow. We're not going to grow because with everything in life, either we grow or we don't. You know, for every action, there is a reaction. You know, if you look at yourself, or if you look at yourself like a flower, like a garden, whatever seed you plant, like we're talking about last week or week before, whatever seed you plant, you water that seed, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow. Listen, we cannot grow into the people God wants us to become if we do not let go. You're talking about let go. Let go of what? Past failures. Let go of fear. Let go of whatever it is that you've got to let go. What's going on, Tony? We have to get to a point where we say, you know what? I am going to let go. You know, and that's the point that God wants us to get to. But we cannot become that person God wants us to become if we're holding on and not letting go. Now, I got to say this. Letting go can be a positive thing. Letting go can be a positive thing. Sometimes, what's going on, bro? What's going on, Winston? Sometimes fear keeps us from moving forward. God is saying today, kick out fear. You can grow. Kick out, experience life, experience new things. You know, I see some people, I know some friends who are experiencing life. They're traveling around the world. They're living life. Live life. Do what God's called you to do. Experience life. Enjoy yourself. Be that light in darkness. Help people. What's going on, Charles? You know, be that light. Guess what? You can grow. You can grow. Don't be afraid to live. You can grow into that person that God wants you to become if you let go. Letting go. See, it's like this. When you hold on to something and you hold on to it, you're afraid to use your gift. You're afraid to to use things that God's blessed you, and you're afraid, and just sometimes, guys, we buy things and keep them in a wrapper, right? We never use it. We buy suits, we never wear, we buy shoes. We say, I'm not gonna wear it until the right day. Never comes. We buy appliances. I don't know, am I the only one? We buy these different things. And some of these things we don't even use. Use the things that God has blessed you with. And then some of those things, you got to let go. Because when you hold on to stuff, you hold on to it, you're afraid to use it. You're afraid. You know, you can't receive anything. But if you let go, then you will be able to receive what it is that God wants for you to receive. But you have to be willing to let go. What's going on, Renee? What's going on, Mrs. Ramos? Congratulations, my friend. You know, we have to be willing to let go. And we talk about tonight, kick out fear. You can grow. Again, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you do not let go. So listen, I'm going to tell you this. You can appreciate the past, right? You can appreciate and you can learn from the past. Just don't stay there. Don't live there. You know, and I think that's what causes so much frustration in people. Hey, you're welcome, Renee. You're welcome. I think that's what sometimes frustrates us so much that we, because sometimes we remember the past. I remember the past relationships, friendships, or we had this much time, we did this, we did that, and then you realize, and you're trying to recreate, I don't know about you, I've tried to recreate, oh yeah, we did this and we did that. Oh, but listen, guess what? Life changes. People change. And guess what? It's okay to appreciate the past. It's okay to appreciate past friendships and relationships. But listen, we can't stay there because it's the past. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Just don't stay there. Don't live in it. Why do I say this? What's going on, Cindy? Because sometimes we cannot get past the point of not feeling that we have those friendships and relationships with people that we once had. But in order to grow, we have to be willing and we have to be open to experience new things. Like I said, we can learn from the past. What's going on, Charles? We can grow from the past. Just don't stay there. Don't live in it. And how this hour works, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. For those who are new coming on, you know, you can type and respond to some of the things that you're saying. And but we're always respectful of one another. You know, I want to share something with you guys. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says this. But my righteous one will live by faith. You know, listen, just to live by faith, right? My righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Listen, we have to live by faith. We have to be willing to walk by faith. We have to be willing to live by faith. And the thing about it, what's going on, Noble? What's going on, Lee Major? We have to be willing to live by faith. Kick out the fear. You can grow. Use that faith. Use that faith. See, sometimes we're holding on to these safety net, right? I'm going to hold on to this. How about sometimes you just got to let it go? A lot of frustration happens when we do not let go. Because there's a season for everything. There's a season for everything. Renee says this, living in the past can be detrimental to your future. I got to drop the mic on that one, Renee. All right, tell mama I said hello, Lee. Lee Major, tell mama I said hello. Renee says, living in the past can be detrimental to your future. Listen, that's so true, Renee. Sometimes we wonder, why can't we move forward with our lives? How come I'm not growing in this area? Because sometimes we're afraid to let go. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid to let go. But like Renee said, living in the past can be detrimental to your future. Then you might say, how come I'm believing God for this? I'm believing God for that. You know, what's going on, Dr. Woodrow? What's going on, Mr. Brown? Tell her I said happy birthday. I'll call you tomorrow. But that whole thing about being detrimental to your future, sometimes we're wondering, like, how come I'm not seeing any changes in my life? Or how come it's not happening as quickly? And then I'm going to ask you, are you perhaps holding on to your past? Are you perhaps working against yourself? Because sometimes we're working against ourselves, right? Because we're afraid to let go of the safety net. We're afraid to let go. What's going on, Jeanette? We're afraid to let go of the safety net. We're afraid to let go. But God is saying, listen, let it go. Fully let go. And then just walk by faith and allow God to keep you. You know, one of my play aunts said this. She said this. Aunt Rosetta said this. The quicker you let go, the easier it is to grow. The quicker you let go, the easier it is for you to grow. See, sometimes we're keeping ourselves from growing because we are having this inner struggle with letting go. Have you ever been in a relationship and you know the relationship is over, but you will not let go and you do everything? You call the person, call, you're not getting the results. You start dealing with that insanity, you know, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Listen to this. The quicker you let go, the easier it is for you to grow and move on and do the things that God has called you to do. You know, listen to this. And then another thing that a friend said to me earlier was this: we make it harder when we fight against it. We make it harder when we fight against change, when we fight against letting it go. We make it harder. So this is how I'm saying this stuff because it goes along with what Renee was saying as far as living in the past can be detrimental to your future. Guys, listen, if we say we want new things, when new things happen, accept the new things. And I've heard this saying, you guys have heard this saying before, I'm sure. Let's go to Marcos, which is, if you let it go and it comes back to you, then it was meant to be. But if you let it go, expect that God has something greater for you. Expect that it's not the end of the story. Someone needs to hear that tonight. It is not the end of the story. It is not the end of the story. It is not. I got to write that one down. It is not the end of the story. When you let it go, guys, and you get past that fear of holding on to stuff, and you say, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this ride. Like I was sharing last week or so, when I went on my vacation, I looked at it as an adventure. I had to change the way I perceived it, and I had to look at things as this is an adventure. And I'm telling you guys, it is not the end of the story. When you let go, say, you know what? This might be something different. I might have to grow through this thing. Sometimes we have to grow through the change. Sometimes we have to grow through letting go. And sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves. Praise God, Marcos. We have to encourage ourselves and say, you know what? Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. I'm going to let go, and God is going to move in my life. And I'm going to allow him to move, and I'm going to be obedient to what God is telling me to do and with my life. It is not the end of the story. If God's telling you let something go, let it go and watch and expect God to move in your life. Expect God to move in your life. Someone needs to know tonight again that it is not the end of the story when you let go. You know, sometimes like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I realize that some of my closest friends I've known for like 15, 16, 17 years. And, you know, sometimes there have been a lot of changes. Sometimes life is going to change. And sometimes relationships and the dynamics of that relationship or those relationships will change with time. But listen to this. You might not be as close as you used to be with that person, but, you know, you just cherish the things that were. Thank God for where you are. Be thankful and be grateful. But no, just like Marcos said, amen, things will get better. Yes, things will get better. Thank you, Marcos. Things will get better. Let go. Do what God's telling you to do in this season. Focus on you. And that's where I'm at right now for myself. Focus on me. Because listen to this. No one is going to walk the walk that you have to walk for yourself to get to where you need to be. You've got to do it. You've got to do the work. But listen to this. When you kick out fear, remember false evidence appearing real, Kick it out. You can grow. You're saying things are not changing. Listen to this. I went to a gym today, ran to a gentleman, and he was like, man, you've lost a lot of weight. How much have you lost so far? And I said, about 50 to 60 pounds. And he's like, you know, I can tell. But I was feeling at the point of like, am I really doing this? Is it really working? You know, I don't. Change it might happen slowly. If you let go of some things, you say, I don't feel like the change is happening quickly. Just know that sometimes people can see the change in you before you can see it. Just know it's not the end of the story. Do those things you need to do. Make those decisions that you need to make. Just like I said earlier, you can appreciate the past. Just don't stay there. Just don't stay there in that past. You gotta grow through that pain. Grow through the hurt. Grow through the process. And then pretty much trust the process. Trust the process of where God has you. My sister came on. I'm not going to say your name. Thank you. It's good to see you on here. Trust the process that you're going through right now. Kick out the fear. You can grow. Trust the process. Trust the process. And when we talk about trust the process, I'm talking about this. Trust the growth, how things change. Trust the process. Trust how things change. Trust God, first of all. And trust, know that things will get better. Right, Pastor Greg? Right, Mr. Greg? Trust God. Trust God. Trust the process. It might be painful. You might be dealing with that fear. I'm afraid to move forward. I'm afraid. But listen to this. What will happen if you don't move forward? What can happen if you don't move forward? What can happen if you don't kick out the fear and you just listen to the fear? You will never move forward. You will never move forward. But if you're saying, I want to move forward, I want to become better, I want to do better. You know that saying, when you know to do better, when you know better, you do better. If you want to get to that place, kick out that fear, that false evidence of appearing real, and just know you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then I'm going to tell you this, guys. Tonight, and kicking out that fear, you can grow. I want to tell you this. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't remember who you are. You have to remember today who you are. Who are you? You are a child of the King. Who are you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but the world will be saved. Might be saved through him. You know what I'm saying? Remember who you are. Remember who you are. How you guys feeling tonight? How you guys feeling tonight? Is this hitting home with you guys? Because this is where I'm at right now. You know, what's going on? What's going on, Irvin? What's going on, Barham? Michael says yes. You know, listen to this. Again, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't remember who you are. If you don't remember who you are, kick out the fear. You can grow because greater is he who lives within you than he who lives within the world. You know, listen. Have you ever heard someone tell you you're never going to make it? You know, you're never going to make it. If you forget who you are and who you are in Christ Jesus, listen to this. You will believe that thing and you'll become stuck there. And a lot of times when people are saying those things, it's because they are stuck and they don't want to see you move forward because they are afraid themselves. And sometimes we listen to that foolishness, right? Haters that we call friends and sometimes family, right? Mark said, good stuff. Praise God. This is where I'm at right now. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says this. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? You know, if God is for us, who can be against us? I'm going to tell you this. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can stand in your way and keep you from those things that God has promised you if God is for us? What's going on, Howard? What's going on, Brian Smith, in the house? That's Romans chapter 8, verse 31. You know, who can be against us? Praise God, Brian says you're teaching. Listen, we have to remember, when you forget who you are, listen, when you forget who you are, guys, when we forget who we are, we open ourselves up to going down dark, some dark paths mentally. Let's go, Karsten. We open ourselves to being afraid, to allowing fear to come and to torment us and to keep us from what we are believing in God has created us to do and to become. Again, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? Don't forget who you are. What's going on, Ms. Sandra? What's going on, cuz? What's going on, fam? Don't forget who you are. We cannot forget who we are in Christ Jesus. If God is for us, then who can be against us? You know, listen to this. Let us get to a point where we say, hey, Brian, let us get to the point where we say, let me not be afraid of what people have to say. Let me focus on what God is saying to me. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is for us. You know, but sometimes, guys, we give people more credit than God, right? But let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Brian, tonight we're talking about kick out fear. You can grow. That's the title of tonight's message. Kick out fear. You can grow. Fear. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So when we forget who we are, we begin to operate in fear. We begin to give credence to false evidence appearing real, and then saying this is real. No, this is who. Listen, guys, I want to tell you this. Sometimes we make mistakes, right? Sometimes we make mistakes, and sometimes people make mistakes. We have to be willing to allow people to grow, and then we have to allow ourselves to grow and to change. You know, Brian says this, we are our worst enemy. Brian, that is so true tonight. That is so true, Brian. We are our worst enemy. And the triggers and those things that trigger us, if we don't do that, take that time to do some self-care, self-reflection, when we're triggered by people, when we're triggered by events, by negative things that have happened in our lives, and then we see those events mirrored in our relationships, and then we wonder, how come we're going off? It's because there's something there within us that wasn't dealt with. We are our worst enemy, Brian. Good evening, Larissa. We're talking about kick out fear. You can grow. First point, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. Second point, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't remember who you are. We have to remember who we are. You know, in 1 John chapter 4:4, it says this. Greater, you dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I want you to know that the one that's in you, the one who is in you, is greater than the one who is in the world. You might be looking at people and seeing what they have, and you say, I want that. I want that. And I wish I had that. And then you begin to say, I want what they have. God says, greater is he who lives within you. Greater is the one who is in you than the one who is in the world. You know, I just want to tell you, love God. Greater is he who is in you. What's going on, Khalil? Than he who is in the world. The one who's in the world. Listen, remember who you are. Greater is he who lives within you. Greater is the one who is in you than the one who is in the world. You know, this we're just travelers in this world, guys. We're going to go back to where we came from. You know, we're here for this experience. We're here to be that light, to be an example, to experience this life. You know, great is he who is in you. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. So when those negative thoughts come to your mind, you have to remember, remind yourself, if God be for us, if God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he who lives within me than he who is in the world. What's going on, Karen? What's going on, K? Special K? Listen, when you are feeling like I cannot make it, I want to tell you that you can. Because greater is he who lives in you. Greater is the one who is in you than he who's in the world, than the one who's in the world. Listen, you are so special that God sent his only son to die on the cross for you and for me. You're that special. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you can become in Christ Jesus. You know, this takes me to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. What does Brian say? Brian says this: fear stops. Fear stops us from getting our blessings from God. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Fear stops us from getting our blessings from God. Let me tell you this, guys. You know, have you ever gone through some breakups, right? And some changes in friendships and, you know, people moving, people are going places, and we're saying, Lord, I'm still here. I'm feeling by myself. I'm feeling like where are my friends? But this is, don't forget about who you are, and it's okay. Life is going to change. Life is going to happen. But you know what? God is with us. God is with us. We just cannot forget who we are. And that's the point I want to say tonight. We cannot forget who we are. Kick out that fear. False evidence appearing real. Renee says truth. Yeah, I was feeling like that. You know, you remember Renee, when we were on that cruise, and someone that was one of my best friends, I consider to be one of my best friends, changed. And listen to this. People will change, and people have the right to change. And then I say, boom, okay, God, I release. Sometimes, guys, we just have to release people and let them be who they're going to be, where they're going to be. But we have to remember who we are and just say this. And I say this because, you know, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those ride or die friends, right? I'm one of those people. I'm gonna hang in there. I'm gonna do my best to hang in there. I will fight for my friendships. But listen to this. Everyone has a decision to make. Everyone has a decision to make. Some relationships are going to change. People are going to change. People you might have been friends with for years, 20-something years, people will change. But listen to this. But in the whole process, you just can't forget who you are. You can't forget who you are. Because sometimes, guys, when you feel like you're by yourself and you're like, man, Lord, I'm feeling like this season I'm by myself and everything. And God's like, don't forget who you are. And, you know, and then this is my scripture for the whole year, guys. This is my motto for the year. And this is where I have been. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says this: for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then we go on to verse 12, guys. It says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You're saying, Lord, I want to change. I want to change. God says, look, I've got you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to what? Give you hope and a future. And then it says right here, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. So, guys, I want to encourage you in that whole thing about not forgetting who you are. Listen to this. If you're at that place, you're saying, Lord, I'm forgetting who I am. I want to encourage you to know that God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. Then the only thing you have to do is just call, come, and pray. Call, come, and pray. And it says, and I will listen to you. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget that you have the opportunity to have God's ear. He says, look, call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Sometimes, guys, we forget about who we are, and we become so entangled in who's not speaking to us. Why this person is changing? Why are these people changing? How come I can't hang with this person? How come I can't hang with that person? You know, what's going on? God says, don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Sometimes we're putting our whole heart not into our relationship with God, but putting our all into to this relationship, to that person, to this individual, to that job, to that dream. How about giving God 100%? You know, no, kick out the fear. You can grow. How about just saying, you know, I'm going to trust you, God, and everything. I know that you have the best in store for me. No one can do better for me than God. Renee says that some people are in our life to teach us something, and some are in our life to learn from us. Seasons change, meaning friends come and go. God's plan is steadfast. I just dropped the mic down, Renee. And that's so true, Renee. Some people are in our life to teach us something, and some are in our life to learn from us. And I'm going to tell you this. I was one of these type of people, guys, that it was hard for me to let go. And so God's been working with me personally, guys, with letting go, letting go, letting go. You know, kick out the fear. The reason why I say it is because sometimes when we focus on, we forget who we are in Christ. We forget that greater is he who lives within us. And when we see that those things change, it's like, how come these things are changing, God? I'm not doing well with all this changing stuff. But God's been working with me on that. What's going on, Laundra? God's been working with me on that. But there is a season for everything. I've had some great, great times. With some people. And I'll tell you this, my best friend passed away probably 3 years ago. I think it's going to be 4 years this year. And I tell you, not a day go by that I almost don't think about him. You know, and I got to tell you this, you know, the seasons are there, right? And the seasons change, Renee was saying. And we just have to be willing to grow. But even that, don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. Larissa says that's the season, that's the season necessary before God's best shows up. That's so true, Larissa. That's so true. That's the season necessary before God's best shows up. Amen. AQ, AP, MK. Brian says it's 2 Timothy 1:7. What am I talking about, guys? King James. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. That's so true. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. You know, things change. What's going on, Robert Wesley? If you're still on, good to see you come through. You know, listen, that's so true, Brian. That's so true. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Listen, grow into the person God wants you to be. Grow into that person and understand that you can win. You can win because God is with you. You can win because greater is he who is in you. You can win because, like Brian said right here, and he shared from 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not giving us a spirit of fear, false evidence appearing real, right, but of power and love and a sound mind. Kick out that fear out the door. Kick that fear out the door. You can grow. You can win. Someone needs to, again, I'm going to say this. Again, it is not the end of the story. Kick out that fear. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. You cannot grow into a person if you don't remember who you are. What's going on, Jeffrey? And other thing is this. This is my third part. Say it again. Yeah, sent me something. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay? All right. This is the third point tonight. The third point tonight is this. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you, what? If, no, unless you change. So you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if, not if, unless you change. I was trying to read something from Sheila. What's going on, Montreal? Okay, Montreal writes this. While praying about where God was taking me, he told me to look at an apple seed. Inside each seed are leaves, a tree, and plenty of apples, and the same thing is repeated in each apple, in each apple seed. All right. Okay, let me read it again. Okay. Inside each seed are leaves, a tree, and plenty of apples, and the same thing is repeated in each apple seed of each apple that the tree will produce. God told me that inside of us, we must either nurture it or let it die unplanted. Woo! God told me not to let fear keep me from becoming the finished product God has designed me to be. You know, Montreal, if this is my mic, I would have to throw this at you. I had to drop the mic. Listen, Montreal. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Montreal. God told me that everything we are capable of is inside of us. We must either nurture it or let it die unplanted. God told me to not let fear keep me from becoming the finished product God has designed me to be. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Montreal. That's powerful right there. Because, you know, sometimes we say, I'm not going to do anything with this. I'm afraid to use this gift. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to plant it. I'm just going to hide it. And I'll just give back to God at the end of the day. You know, that's just like that story about the gifts, right? The one who did not use his gift. I'm gonna save it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to give it back. Wicked. Use what God has given you. And like you said, either we're going to nurture it, but if we don't do anything with it, it's going to die. So do we let fear keep us or rob us? My mom says amen and amen. Or do we say, you know what, I'm going to work through this fear. I'm going to move beyond this fear. I'm going to move past this false evidence appearing real. I realize it's not real because greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. And I can grow because he is with me and he is for me. You know, sometimes we have to talk our way through these things. We have to encourage ourselves through these things. And I love that part of God shared with you, Montreal. We must either nurture it or let it die. Why? We can grow. We can grow if we kick out fear. Are we gonna feed, nurture the fear? Because sometimes, guys, we feed and we nurture the fear. That thing that we're saying we fear, we nurture it. We put all our energy into it. We put all our energy into it. Oh, man. And we talk ourselves, like someone said earlier, we are our worst enemy. We talk ourselves out of the things that God's promised us because of fear. And we don't nurture that gift. We don't nurture ourselves, those things that God's given us. We nurture the fear. We nurture the fear of success, the fear of failure, the fear of not being accepted. We nurture that instead of saying, you know what? I am somebody in Jesus Christ. You know, instead of nurturing the gift, nurturing the positives, we nurture those negative things. But let's change that out. Let's kick out that fear. Let's kick out that false evidence appearing real. Because guess what? You can grow. And I hold that third point, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become unless you change. Listen, like someone said earlier, things have to change, right? There's a season for everything. There's a season for everything under the sun, right? There's a season for everything under the sun. Listen, you know you have a fall. Now, mind you, the seasons don't appear like the seasons like they were when we were younger, you know. But Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a season for everything. Listen, the seasons, I would say, you know, we're in summer right now. Fall, winter, spring. Listen, there's a season for everything under the sun. So listen to this. Everything must change because things are going to change. I don't care how much you might try not to think about it, but things are going to change. Seasons do change. It's going on, Lion. Seasons do change. Seasons will change. Everything must change, like that Donny Hathaway song. Hey, Lion, We're talking about kick out fear. You can grow. Larissa says this. God is with us to do all things. And honestly, I am in the place where I'm asking God for divine relationships now for the support. I've run the race, but it isn't given to the swift nor to the strong. I need support. Larissa, we're praying for you, Larissa. We're praying for you, and we're standing with you, okay? And I'm touching and agreeing with you that you will get that support in those relationships that God wants, those godly and divine relationships that you are seeking and praying for. Lines, you said that's your song line? Everything must change. And okay, I'm not going to sing it, Kyle. I'm not going to mess up those words. That's my song. I love that song, too. Nothing stays the same. I'm not going to mess up the words, so I'm not going to keep on trying to sing that song. But I love that song because everything must change. And I say this because for myself, guys, change was one of those triggers for me. Change. I want the things you have for me, God. Then things begin to change. I'm afraid to leap. I'm afraid to jump. God saying, jump. I'm afraid, Lord. I'm afraid. But listen to this. Lion. I'm gonna bring you on live so you can sing it, okay? But listen, what's going on, Terrell? But listen to this, guys. Everything must change. And then also this, the whole thing about letting go and kicking out fear, you can grow. Listen to this, guys. You have to change your thinking. We would say in therapy, change your stinky thinking. Sometimes we have to change that stinky thinking. Change our minds. Change our mindsets. What are you thinking about? What's going on, Walter? Praise God. Thank you, Terrell. Thank you for coming through. We have to be willing to change our thinking. If we want to kick out fear and grow and become the people that God's called us to be, guess what? We have to change our thinking from thinking negatively to thinking positively. Are we going to look at that picture negatively or that situation? We're going to change it. Like I said, when I went to my vacation a couple weeks ago, I had to tell my mom, this is going to be an adventure. And when I went through all the stuff I experienced and some of the things, I was able to see some people. I wasn't able to see some people. I was able to see some people. And when I came back, my mom worked back to remembrance what I said. You said it was going to be an adventure. And I said, you know what, Mom? That's right. It was an adventure. Guess what, guys? What keeps us from moving forward and become into our future, into our destiny, is our thinking. If we don't believe we can grow, we can change, and we can become the men and women that we are praying and hoping to become, guess what? We won't change. Are we going to feed the negative or are we going to feed the positive? Are we going to feed our spirits with good things, or are we going to think about the negatives, the fears, false evidence appearing real? What's keeping us from moving forward? Sometimes our thinking. We have to be willing to change. We can't be insanity doing the crazy same thing, expecting the same result. If it's not working, do something that is different. Lion says true. Listen, I say this. I talk to clients sometimes, patients about creating a relapse prevention plan. Sometimes, guys, we have to create our own plans of what we're going to do to change, and be specific. I'm going to get up half an hour earlier. I'm going to drink one soda a day, something that you can measure. Am I really changing? Create your own change of plan, your plan of change. Create your own. Change your thinking. I'm not going to think negatively. I'm going to say good things to myself. If people are saying negative things, I'm going to stop them. No, I'm not going to speak that. I'm going to speak that greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Listen, kick out the fear. You can grow. What's going on, Mindy? Kick out the fear. You want to become the person, the man or woman that God wants you to become? Listen, you cannot do that if you're not willing to change. You have to be willing to do something different. If it's not working for you right now, do something different. And don't be afraid to do something different. Sometimes we're getting stuck because what we imagine could happen, that's not even happening. But we say, this could happen, and I'm afraid to move forward. Listen, Kick out that false evidence appearing real. Kick out that fear. If you have a door, open up your door into fear. You have to go out there. Whatever that fear, put a name to it. If it's fear of not being accepted, put a name on it. Kick it out the door. Open your door and then close it. Now, open your door, kick it out, and ask the Lord to come into that space, occupy space, positive energy, God's light to come into that space. And listen to this. Change your thinking. Change your thinking. You know, change the things that you're saying. Change things that are coming out of your mouth. Sometimes, like someone said earlier, we are our worst enemies because of things we're thinking, because of things we're allowing to stay in our thoughts, then because of some of the things that we are actually speaking. Some things we are actually speaking. Many says, that's right, preach it. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Amen. Here's my mic, Mindy. You got to put the mic down. Praise God. Faith and fear. That's it right there, Mindy. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Now, I'm going to be honest, guys. How many of us are living with faith and fear, expecting to grow, and it's in the same space? Some of us are getting more credence, more energy toward the fear than the faith. Then we're wondering, how come I'm not moving as fast enough? Why am I not moving as fast as some others? Because guess what? We're giving so much power to the fear, we're only going 10 miles per hour. Faith is working overtime, trying to, you know, we're just giving all this energy to fear. What's going on, PJ? What's going on, PJ? We're giving all this energy to fear. How about let's feed the faith? In fact, let's kick out the fear. We're talking about kick out the fear. Kick out the fear. Let's go ahead and move 60 miles per hour. Let's go to speed limit, God's speed limit, and how quickly God wants us to move. Well, I love that, Mindy. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Kick it out. Kick it out so you can grow. And watch what God's going to do in your life when you say, you know what, I am not going to give fear any more room in my life. And that's what we got to say tonight. I am not going to give fear any more room or any more space in my life. Renee says, good words tonight. If you are trying to move past something in fear, find an accountability partner. All right, Renee. I was just thinking about that, Renee. Thank you. God is there, of course, if you allow him, but someone you can talk to about it will also help. All right now. That's just my opinion as it worked for me. Renee, that is great words tonight, Renee. I can throw this mic at you. That's so true, guys. Have an accountability partner, someone you can trust, someone who wants to see you succeed. And also not just for you to receive, but also you can give into their lives and so into their lives as well. That's a great word right there. Thanks, Renee. That's a great word right there, Renee. Find an accountability partner, someone you can talk to, someone that you can trust. You can trust them and they can trust you. That's a good word right there. That's a good word. Because, you know, Renee, when you were saying that, I was thinking there might be some of you out there who are saying, you know, I've been through that. I've been through the fire. I've been through some things, Gregory. I've been through some things, G. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through right now. But I'm telling you, you are not alone. And pray for that accountability partner, like Renee was saying. Pray. You know, if you are trying to move past something, these are Renee's words. If you are trying to move past something in fear, find an accountability partner. Find someone you can talk to. Find someone that you can be real with, who's going to walk you through whatever it is that you're going through. And face that fear. You don't have to be alone. You know God is with you, but listen, God will also have some people around you. Then you have to be willing to receive from those people that God has placed in your life. If you're saying it can be hard, I don't know. Listen, let's move past that fear. Let's kick it out because faith and fear cannot coexist. Montreal says this, sometimes we need to change who we are around because they can speak words that feed your fear and kill your faith. Montreal, I'm just dropping the mic tonight almost on everything that you guys are saying because it's so, so true. Drop the pride. All right, Lewis says drop the pride. Woo! All right, Larissa. You know, guys, who we are connected to will also, who we're connected to and who we allow to be connected to us and speak to us, it does change whether or not we're living in fear or we're living in faith or if we're growing or not. If you're with someone who's bitter with God and bitter with life, guess what? Eventually, you're going to become bitter too. You know, it's working harder because people are speaking words. People who are afraid to move in their lives, guess what they're going to speak? Say, you can never do that. You can never get that property you're trying to get. You can never write that song that you're trying to write. You can never become president of your chapter, whatever organization that you're in. You cannot do this. You cannot create this because they don't believe it for themselves. They speak those things and you take those things in. And then they build up that whole thing of fear. And guess what? Then you're like, okay, I'm not going to even try. Because so-and-so said, don't even try. You know, listen, faith and fear cannot coexist. If you really want to grow and you want to see God move, you got to be willing to kick that out. Kick out the pride. Kick out the people who are negative. And I love what Larissa said, drop the pride. Yeah, drop the pride. Be willing to change your thinking. Drop the pride. What can I learn from God, and what can I learn from this situation? And then be willing to learn from and grow. What's going on, JC? I'm going to tell you this. It all starts with you. No one can kick the fear out of your life but you. And we're going to say this. God has made that way, right? God has made that way. What's going on, Ramos? God has made that way for us through Jesus Christ, right? There's certain parts of it that we have to do. Sometimes we're expecting God to do everything. Sometimes we have to use our will and say, I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to speak your word. Lord, let me be willing to change some things. And I'm telling you guys, sometimes you got to change the relationships in your family. Sometimes you can't hang around people who are negative. Sometimes you have to change friends, people you've been around for years. You know, listen, people are growing. People are doing their own thing. The question is, are you going to do what God's called you to do? And also, I'm going to tell you this. Drop that whole thing about acceptance and being accepted and being validated. Just know that you are enough. You don't need anyone's validation to become the person that you're believing God to make you to be in your life. What's going on, Pastor Randy? You know, you don't need people's validation. Kick out that fear. You can grow. You have to be afraid of what they say. You know, you've heard the saying, you know, they talk about Jesus, they're going to talk about you. You know, sometimes, guys, listen, this can be a lonely road, but God is with us, and God's given us people to be there for us. But we have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to say, okay, Lord, okay, okay with this. I want to tell you, it all starts with you. It starts with you. You want to kick out fear out of your life? You got to kick it out. Your mother can't kick the fear out of your life for you. Your parents can't. You got to be willing to stand up. And you have to be willing to say, you know, I am going to believe God. I am going to trust God. I am going to trust and believe God for myself. My parents can't do it for me. My grandparents can't do it for me. They couldn't do it for me. You know, listen, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you do not remember who you are. You cannot grow into the person that God wants you to become unless you change. Something has to change. Kick out that fear. Kick out that fear. And this is not like a one-time thing, guys. This is a daily thing. This is not a one-time thing. This is a daily thing. Kick out fear daily. Kick out the negativity daily. And then stop the negativity. When people start talking things into your life, into your ears, listen, no. I'm going to stop you right there. I appreciate it, but that's negative, and I don't need to hear that anymore. Stop them right there. Larissa says this, he knows how to get is the point where we say, okay, God, I'm ready, in spite of what it looks like. That's right. He knows how to get us to the point where we say, okay, God, I'm ready. That's so true. Kick out the fear, you can grow. No, God's been building us up, right? He's been building us up. He's been keeping us. He's been showing us all these different things. And now he's saying, look, you're still not moving forward? Okay, kick out that fear. You want to move faster? Kick out that fear. Kick it out. Oh, Larissa says this. He knows how to get us to the place where we tell God, okay, I will go. Yeah. And some of you guys, God's telling you to do some things. You're saying, God, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. But then you're saying you want to grow. I'm going to tell you this. Just go ahead out there and do it. Kick out the fear. Go ahead and do what it is that God is telling you to do. It might be different things, might be changed. Listen to this. Kick out the fear. You can grow. And if you don't move and you don't take these opportunities God has given you in your life, you're going to either nurture it or it's going to die. It's going to die. You know, kick out the fear. You can grow. You can grow. Because great is he who lives within you. You can grow. So listen to this. Now this is the part for us to do. We've got to do that. We have to search our hearts. We have to ask ourselves, what's going on, Michael? Lord, what am I doing? Yeah, Larissa says repent. What's going on, Michael? Larissa says repent. Yeah. Repent. Lord, please forgive me for not trusting you in this area. Please forgive me for trying to hold on to things that I should not hold on to. Help me to let go of the things you want me to help go so I can move forward, move forward, move forward. You know, I want to tell you guys, don't give up and know that God is with you. Renee says, step out of faith. It's so hard, but so worth it. Yes, step out on faith. Yes, Renee, step out on faith. It's so hard, but so worth it. And just imagine if you just step out on faith, God. Just imagine if we would just step out on faith. It's hard to let go of that rope. It's hard to let go of the edge of that ship. And God's saying, come and follow me. And you're saying, I'm afraid to let it go. And some of us are carrying weights behind us. And God's saying, let it go. How come things aren't happening quick enough? Because you're holding on. You're holding on to the safety net. You're holding on to past relationships. You're holding on to fears. You're holding on to insecurities. You're holding on to doubt. God says, let those things go so you can grow. Kick out the fear so you can grow. Kick fear out of the car so you can grow. Kick fear out of your life. Larissa says, yes, our purpose isn't meant to serve us, but those assigned to us. Yeah. And we can't, if we're saying, God, use me so you can work in my life. Listen to this. There's a message that you have that can help someone around you. There's something that you can bring, that God has placed within you that can touch the lives of those people around you. What's going on, Michael? You know, it's not, the gifts aren't for us, it's for the people around us. And God blesses us through those gifts, you know, and just being willing and being open and let him use us so he can touch the people we're supposed to touch. But what happens, guys, if we're afraid? If we're afraid to tell someone, look, God is with you. If we're afraid to give someone a message that God's given us, if we're afraid to do what God has told us to do in people's lives, listen to this, we will not grow. But I believe that everyone who's coming through, you want to live and do the thing that God has called you to do. You know, I just want to encourage you guys, kick out the fear. Don't give fear another second in your life. Don't give doubt another second. And when you pray that God will move and change negative, take negative people out of your life, you'll be shocked at some of the doors that God will close. But I'm going to tell you this. Don't go running behind that door saying, no, no, I can't let go of this friendship. No, no, I can't let go of this relationship. If it's keeping you from going forward, guys, listen to this. Let it go. Larissa says this. What's going on? I got my sis-ma, Denise Clay, on. What's going on? Larissa says this. Grow past fear and rejection. I'm learning. Larissa, I'm learning there too. Grow past fear and rejection. I'm learning. Also, we have to grow past that validation, that need for validation. I don't need anyone to validate me. God has validated me. He told me that great is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. He told me that his purpose is not to harm me, but to bring me hope in the future. Listen to this. Let's grow past it. Let's grow past the fear and rejection, like Melissa was saying. Let's also grow past the need for validation. Hey, Denise. Hey, Sis Mom. Let's grow past that. Kick out the fear. You can grow. And guys, I want to encourage you guys, when you kick out the fear and you begin to do these things, distractions will come. But I want to encourage you to I have your sticky pads, guys. I have my wall at work, sticky pad with stuck with different affirmations to encourage myself throughout the day and encourage those who come into my office. You can win. Kick out the fear. You can grow. And I'm going to say these things that one of my play aunts told me tonight. The quicker you let go, the easier it is for you to grow. The quicker you let go, the easier it is for you to grow. That's Aunt Rosetta. Then we make it harder when we fight against it. When we fight against change, we make it harder. And then she also gave me this. There are always greater to come. Listen, we can't outgive God. We can't outdo God. And sometimes, guys, we're wondering, I'm just going to tell you guys, we cannot outgive and outdo God. And just imagine what would happen if we just say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this area. And sometimes it might be hard to let go. Listen to this, guys. We just cannot. We have to be willing to work through. We have to be willing to work through. Work through the process, believe in the process, and know that God has us and that we are not alone. What's going on, Sonia? Michael says this, so true, earthly validation and nothing heavenly validation is everything. Yes, heavenly validation, God's validation. And that's also something that keeps us from moving forward. We want people's validation. Larissa says this, we fear others see what is lacking in us, but they aren't even paying attention. That's a good one, Larissa. That's good. We fear what others see in us lacking, what is lacking in us, but they aren't even paying attention. Guys, listen, God is going to move in our lives. And I'm believing he's going to move in our lives. I'm believing that we're going to walk and we're going to grow. It is a process. I want to tell you this. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Move forward. Michael says this, when we do all things to the glory of God. Yeah, that's a good one, Michael. When we do all things to the glory of God. What's going on, Sonia? You know, so I just encourage you guys tonight in your walk. What takeaways are you taking from tonight? What takeaways are you taking from our discussion tonight? For me, guys, I'm taking a whole bunch of things from Renee and Larissa. I'm taking everything from all of you guys. All the things you guys have shared have been like right on it, exactly what I needed. This is where I'm at right now. It's like, hey, why am I not moving? Why do I feel like I'm moving slowly? And God's like, that fear, kick out that fear. Kick it out. You can grow. Just let go. Sonya says, I really need to hear this. Thank you. Thank you, Sonya. When you get a chance, Sonya, go back to the beginning. I'm not sure how long you've been coming through. And I want to say this. Some of you guys are coming through, and there have been a lot of people coming through, and I don't even see everyone who's been coming through, and they don't let me know that they're here. But I just wanted to say thank you for your support. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for speaking and being willing to speak, because you know we're iron sharpens iron, right? And we're encouraging one another. And I hope that you guys are leaving here encouraged in your walk to move forward, encouraging your mark and to encourage you in your walk to become even greater. You know that God is with you and God has you. What's going on, Troy? You know, again, you cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. You cannot grow if you don't remember who you are. You can't grow unless you change. So listen to this. Let go. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Remember, and then change. Then just do it. Stay consistent. Stay persistent. Stay in prayer. Stay on your knees. Pray. Praise God. Thank Him. And it might not happen. Things might not happen on your timetable, but will happen on God's timetable when it's supposed to happen. And I just want to remind you again tonight is not the end of the story. Michael says this, my takeaway is wait on the Lord. Don't run ahead of Him. That's a good one right there, Michael. Thank you, Mike, for sharing that. Wait on the Lord. Don't run ahead of Him. Kicking out that fear, you can grow, guys. Kick out the fear. You can grow. But it's very, very important what Michael said right there. Wait on the Lord. Do not run ahead of Him. Don't run ahead of Him. Lion says, amen. Don't run ahead of Him. If God tells you stop, stop. You know, we say we're doing the will of the Lord, guys, right? But we have to have that relationship with Him first. You know, instead of just being so busy doing the work for Him, let us spend that time with God. Spend time with your Creator. Spend that time with God. Pray, meditate. Lord, what are you saying to me? Read His word and listen to this. Have people going to be around you who are going to be in your life to encourage you and to speak life into your life. Love life. Love, love, love God. Love yourself. And then let's love others. Listen, guys, I pray that you're encouraged tonight. We can keep the conversation going. And continue the conversation because, you know, we still talk about this. Even when the broadcast is over, I still talk to you guys. We still talk. What's going on, Gail? But I just want to encourage you guys tonight to stay persistent. Hey, bestie. Stay consistent. Stay in prayer. Keep your eyes open. Don't become distracted. I know I've given you a whole big list, but the biggest thing is this. Greater is He who lives within you than he who lives within the world. If you want to grow, let go. You can appreciate the past, just don't stay there. Remember who you are. You can change. You guys with me? Gail says, amen. Amen. My bestie is on. What's going on, bestie? I want to say, guys, I'll also send some love to my family members who've come through tonight as well. Please keep my cousin, my family in prayers. And one of my cousins is on life support. I'm not sure if they're going to turn it off or whatever, the machine that's keeping them alive. So just please keep my family in your prayers right now. And, guys, I'm praying for you. And I want to say also thank you, guys, for praying for my mother. You know, she's a strong woman of God. She's still here. She might have gone to sleep. But thank you, guys, for the prayers for real. And Sonya says I'll definitely go back and watch from the beginning. Praise God, Sonya. And, guys, listen, please let me know how this ministry is touching your lives. Please share this video on your pages. What's going on, Pastor Jackson? I want to say I love each and every one of you. Thank you for coming through. Kick out that fear. You can grow. Gail says, yes, keep your eyes on the prize, Jesus. That's right, bestie. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. Buck says, we'll do. We'll be praying. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Lion. Love you guys. Be encouraged. Share the video on your pages. Kick out the fear. And I want to hear some praise reports next week. What's going on, Councilman Elder? Elder Berry Good. You know, you come to the end, but please make sure you check it out from the beginning. We talked about tonight kicking out fear. You can grow. And I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I'm praying for you. You pray for me. God bless you. Be encouraged in your walk. And you can win because greater is He who lives within you than he who lives within the world. Councilman Elder Berry Good, we just finished. We talked about kicking out fear. You can grow. Yeah, you missed it. Thank you, Montreal, for coming through. What's going on, Vic Bolton? God bless you too, Montreal. And I'm going to say God bless you guys. If you guys missed it, please check it out from the beginning. Kick out the fear. I'm going to leave this with you. You cannot grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't let go. Point two, you can't grow into the person God wants you to become if you don't remember who you are. Point three, you can't grow into the person God wants you to become unless you change. So let go. Remember who you are and be willing to change so God can use you. God bless you guys. You can email me or email me here on Facebook. Don't forget, also, you can check me. I'll check out my official website at www.gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. I want to say God bless you guys. Be encouraged. Have a great night, and God bless you.
This is G-Wright.